so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, that is a Sleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening tonight. You know, it's spring. I don't know about you, but I'm outside a lot reveling in this beautiful place that we live in and enjoy nature. It's trees, it's flowers, and it's birds and how they all kind of interact together. And why not then have a show about the beauty of nature? When Terry and I look out our windows to the west, we often see an eagle just kind of hanging out over the water, and we wonder what it'd be like to fly like an eagle. Let's see what Steve Miller has to say.
Thank you. Cause on such a night he learned to fly like a bird. Now the years have passed, memories come and go. He hears that voice that rocked him gently so. Hey, come, we'll descend, and there's peace at the end of the darkest night. Sometimes I cry, sometimes I fly like a at the end of the darkest night. Sometimes I cry, sometimes I fly like a bird.
Yeah, the unmistakable voice of Boss Gags, Fly Like a Bird. That came off of his Some Changes album, released back in 1994. That was Boz on piano and bass, as well as lead vocals, Flaco Fatar on accordion and organ. Boz was born in Ohio, but his family moved to Plano, Texas, outside of Dallas, and he went to a private school there called St. Mark's School of Texas. There he met Steve Miller, and they became a vocalist in Steve's band, The Marksmen, and both of them went on to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and they played in bands together there, and after about a decade apart, Boz linked up with Steve Miller again in San Francisco and was on Miller's first two albums. Before Boz, we heard Steve Miller, Steve Miller Band, and Fly Like an Eagle from the album of the same name released in 1976. Boz had left the band by then to go on a really successful solo career. The band at that time was Steve on vocals, guitar, keyboards, sitar, the ARP Odyssey, and Lonnie Turner was on bass, and Gary Malbar was on drums. Steve's parents, boy, wouldn't this be great? Steve's parents were great friends with Les Paul and Mary Ford and T-Bone Walker, and they were a huge influence on him, and I can imagine why. You are listening to Songs About Nature here on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. We're going to come back to birds in a minute, and in fact, most of the show is about birds, but we're going to take a look, listen to some roses, symbolic as they often are. We're going to lead off with Eliza Gilkison and the Rose of Sharon. Live.
I stole this song out of the Old Testament, and some of you know the story. I actually was in a hotel room, and I was really thinking about the nature of love, and I thought I would just reach into the bedside table there and pull out the Gideon-placed Bible and ask about the nature of love, like you used to do with the I Ching. And so I, you know, asked about the nature of love, and then I just held the Bible in my hands, and then I just opened it up, and then I had to open up to another page, and about eight times, and then finally I actually opened it up to this beautiful passage of poetry.
A lily found me as an apple tree among the trees that grow deep in the forest. My lover's form is comely with life and limb most joyous. My bed while he does
Eggy. She's an artist that we heard a couple times in Austin. The song was The Bramble and the Rose from her 1997 album, River Under the Road, and that was on the Lazy SOB label, same as the Lucky Strikes label. And in addition, you also heard Cindy Cash Dollar on Lap Steel and Lucky Oceans on the Pedal Steel. She is a really, really thoughtful songwriter. She's also an excellent guitarist. She's been recognized by a couple of guitar magazines for her innovation. This first time we saw her live in Austin, it was a benefit to save Barton Springs, an iconic creek that runs through downtown Austin and is a source for water for Barton Springs Pool in Zilker Park, which is only walking distance from the downtown. Environmentalists of all kinds converged on a city council hearing about development upstream from Barton Springs Pool, and after testimony lasting until 4 in the morning, council voted to halt that development, at least for a while. Later, there was a benefit celebration of that event with a lot of Austin musicians. It was at La Zona Rosa, by the way, and it included Joe Ely and Sean Colvin and Anna Eggy. And when Anna came out, it was clear she was really nervous. So Sean Colvin joined her on stage and sang a song with her. Really, kind of a quintessential Austin moment and Austin evening as well. We let off that set with Eliza Gilkison and her song Rose of Sharon, recorded live at the Cactus Cafe on the University of Texas campus in 2005 or 6. With her on that performance were Mark Hardwick on guitar and Dobro Glenn Fukunaga on bass and Cisco Ryder on drums and percussion. And of course, Cisco is Eliza Gilkison's son. So you've been listening to music about nature right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
Well, thanks again to our underwriters, and thanks to all our supporters, all our listeners out there. It's really important to us that you actually support us so we can stay on the air. Well, we heard some songs about birds and flowers, and let's turn to trees. Again, as is often the case with flowers, they can be a metaphor for a job in the first case of this next set, or the passing of a culture in the second. Kind of a lost goal. So this next song goes out to Islander Mary Lively, who had a crush on Hal Ketchum. And here's Hal with the Sawmill Song.
First man through the gate when they opened this mill, believe it was 1953. Now there's some young men leaning over my shoulder, trying to take my job from me. Keeps trying to take this job from me. And once upon a time, I could have said, look here, son, I'm gonna teach you what I know in my trade. But them boss men just looking for a faster gun. You got me fighting now to make the grade. Keeps me fighting just to make the grade. Might call it noise, but it's music to me. Well, old woodcutter's wine. 10 by 10 slab of sawdust and sweat. It don't look like much, but it's mine. It don't look like much, but it's mine. Mm-hmm. won't you keep me a hardworking man? I wanna die with my hand on that rail. Let the boy have his chance. When the man has done his time, take my soul when his old hands are filled. Take my soul when these old hands have failed. Might call it noise, but it's music to me. Well, old woodcutter's wine. 10 by 10 slab of sawdust and sweat. It don't look like much, but it's mine. It don't look like much, but it's mine. No, no, it don't look like much, but it's
Sue Foley on vocals and guitar. She's a Canadian-born blues singer, guitarist, moved to Austin when she was about 21. The song was You're Barking Up the Wrong Tree from her Love Coming Down album released in 2000. That album won her the Juno Award in Canada And it also, she's won 17 Maple Blues Awards, 3 awards for blues in France. And her latest album is Ice Queen. And you have heard quite a few cuts from that album right here on Boogie Back to Texas. Before Sue, we heard Hal Michael Ketchum with the Sawmill Song, and that was recorded live on KUT Radio on May 4th, 1986, and it was from the KUT Live Set, Volume Number 3 CD. You also heard Brian Wood on guitar, Roland Denny on bass and backup vocals, and Mickey Merkins on backup vocals. And I may be wrong, but I think Roland played with Darden Smith in the early days as well. Mary can check me out on that. Hal was born in Greenwich Village, but he moved to Austin when he was about 18, and he began playing in bars by 1985, and a few years later, he moved to Nashville, and he cranked out a whole bunch of albums and had a number of singles that charted really high on the country list. He has endured a spinal column disease, which required him to relearn how to use his left side. He's also a painter and a master carpenter, pretty talented and well-rounded guy. Listen to songs about nature, birds and flowers and bees and trees, right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. We're going to go back to birds with a trio of songs, all of which, frankly, are in my top 15 favorite songs of all time. We're going to lead off with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, covering a rather famous group and their song. And David Crosby will do the intro here.
Thank you. Thank you for coming here tonight, too. Thank you very much. This next song is a song from our favorite group. We, too, have a favorite group.
The Simpsons!
It's not The Simpsons. No, it's not.
Birds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
The other two members of the original Flatlanders from Lubbock, Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock.
I'd give you a true word, but you've already had one. If you were bluebird, you'd be crying, you'd be flying home. You were a raindrop, you would shine like a rainbow. If you were a train stop, the conductor would sing low. If you were a raindrop, you'd be falling, you'd be calling home.
Thank you. she's gone to fly away. Sadness is her own. A verse of a bath of tears and go home and go home.
Buffalo Springfield, a band that was formed in L.A. in 1966, consisting of Stephen Stills on vocals and guitar, Dewey Martin on drums, Bruce Palmer on bass, Richie Foray on guitar and vocals, and Neil Young on guitar, harmonica, and piano. And later on, Jim Messina replaced Palmer on bass. They got their name, by the way, from a brand of steamroller that was made in Springfield, Ohio. Such a steamroller was parked right outside their manager's house when Stills and Richie Foray stayed there at the time. They could read Buffalo Springfield on the side of the steamroller, and Stephen Stills, he's from Dallas, on the lead vocal and guitar on that one. And what a band. Unfortunately, they broke up in 1968, but not before creating some of my most favorite songs. Richie Foray and Jim Messina went on to form a band called Poco, and Stephen Stills and Neil Young famously teamed up again as Neil joined Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And before the Buffalo Springfield, we heard the Flatlanders, Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Butch Hancock, each on vocals, and in that order leading off. Butch was on harp also with a great Butch Hancock tune, If You Were a Bluebird, that was performed live on the Texas Connection, which is kind of a bit of a spinoff on Austin City Limits that we went to a number of times. Joe and Jimmy Dale and Butch were joined by David Grisham on guitar and Davis McCarty on drums and Jimmy Pettit on bass. And, of course, we got off with that great Beatles song, Blackbird, performed live by Crosby, Stills, and Nash on tour in Japan. And no Neil Young on that cut, but you heard the other three on vocals. Stephen Stills was playing a mighty fine D45 guitar, and Stephen Stills was the lead vocalist on that as well. I am Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, spinning some tunes about nature for you right here on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Energy. If you're looking to save money on your energy bills, PSE offers rebates on a variety of products and equipment to help you upgrade the comfort and efficiency of your home. Visit PSE.com/rebates to learn more.
Well, again, thanks to our supporters, thanks to our listeners, thanks to everybody. What the hell? I said that many of these songs are maybe sometimes less about nature and more using nature as metaphors. And this next song, there's no better example. This song comes from Doyle Bramall. It's called Bird's Nest on the Ground.
What they do. then I got a good thing in you. Yeah, I got a pretty little girl, and she loves me and do what I say. Yeah, you know I got a pretty little girl, she loves me and do what I say. Well, you know she gave me the key to the city, and I got everything going my way.
Doyle Bramhall from Dallas, Texas, and his song Bird's Nest on the Ground came from his album of the same name. Doyle's a drummer, and he also provided the vocals. And his son, Doyle Bramhall II, was on guitar, and his longtime friend Jimmy Vaughn also was on guitar. Tommy Shannon, formerly of the Double Trouble, was on bass, and backed by the Memphis Horns. Doyle and Stevie Ray were really, really good friends, and so was Jimmy, from the time that they were 11 or 12, and they wrote a bunch of songs together. Interesting grouping there. As a matter of fact, Doyle chose not to follow them down to Austin at the same time. Well, speaking of Stevie Ray Vaughan and his friendship with Doyle, we will go out the door with a great guitarist, Stevie Ray Vaughan, playing another great guitarist, Jimi Hendrix, and his song, Little Wing. And in the liner notes to this, Jimmy says, "More than anything I can think of, this one shows all of Stevie's different influences on one song. You got jazz, you got blues, you got Hendrix, but at the same time, it sounds like him. It gets real tender, and then it gets real tough." Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan, joined by Double Trouble, Chris Layton on drums, Tommy Shannon on bass, Reese Wynans on keys, performing the classic Jimi Hendrix song, Little Wing. Thank you. Stevie Ray Vaughan playing Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing from the album The Sky is Crying. Thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas. We'll see you next week. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher.